Nolte, Whippy says that was not a fat suit, that was me. By John Nolte on October 4, 2022. Whippy Goldberg is offended, when isn't she? That the far-left Daily Beast assumed she wore a fat suit in the movie Till when the truth is that she didn't need one. Till is one of those movies that will get rave reviews based on everything but its actual quality. Whether it's great or sucks the big one, the cowardly critics will gush to retain their status. The story of the horrific murder of 14-year-old Emmett Till at the hands of two racist Democrats might be great. Till could also be a breathtaking piece of mediocrity like Ava DuVernay's Selma. Whippy produced the movie and co-stars, but not in a fat suit. Despite the obvious fact Whippy doesn't need a fat suit, the morons at the Daily Beast wrote this. Mamie's, Emmett Till's mother, journey leading up to the trial is structured by conversations between her and her family members, including Whoopi Goldberg as her mother, Alma Carthen, in a distracting fat suit. The Daily Beast dummies have corrected the piece. Whoopi responded on The View, a far-left ABC news program, and said something fascist that's worth addressing. There was a young lady who writes for one of the magazines, and she was distracted by my fat suit, in her review. I don't really care how you felt about the movie, but you should know that was not a fat suit, that was me. That was steroids. Remember last year? I assume you don't watch the show, or you would know that was not a fat suit. I just want to let you know that it's okay to not be a fan of a movie but you want to leave people's looks out. Just comment on the acting, and if you have a question, ask somebody. I'm sure you didn't mean to be demeaning. Emphasis mine. How could the Daily Beast be unaware of all the weight 66-year-old Whoopi has gained over the years, especially if you cover pop culture? The View is unavoidable to those of us who cover the culture, even to those like me who despise it, and Whoopi, it's not rape when Roman Polanski does it. Goldberg is especially unavoidable. Whoopi's moon face, which is a medical term, is apparent even while she's seated and is a symptom of the negative side effects of medical steroids. Anyway, what is up with Goldberg's absurd claim that you want to leave people's looks out of movie criticism? What an uptight bully Whoopi Goldberg's become. Not to mention anti-science. Movies are a visual medium. The idea that the woke Gestapo is now issuing edicts that it's verboten to discuss how an actor or actress looks is ridiculous. These bullies continue to push and push and push us to deny truth and human nature. You can't just shut off your brain when something pulls you out of a movie. When something breaks the spell. Actors and actresses who are overweight, aged more than expected, or have had too much plastic surgery can and will distract from the story. It happens all the time. However, a talented actor or actress can quickly overcome this through the quality of their performance. A good example is Brendan Fraser. Initially, I was floored at his weight gain in the 2018 miniseries Trust. But he was so good in the role, I quickly forgot about it. When it comes to Whoopi, it wouldn't be her weight gain that breaks the storytelling spell. It's that she is a daily, unpleasant, obnoxious presence and so defined by that now, she can no longer lose herself in a dramatic role. Her real-life persona, which is equal parts distasteful, ignorant, mean-spirited, smug, and relentless, is so prevalent she is no longer believable playing anyone else. Overexposure is death to an actress. It makes the suspension of disbelief impossible. Whippy would have served Till better by remaining off-screen. Whippy would serve America better by retiring to an island without access to TV cameras and social media. Whippy would serve the universe better by becoming a shut-in. Whippy Goldberg used to be cool and funny. I know that's hard to believe, but at one time, she wasn't at all uptight or such a pious scold. In fact, she used to ridicule people like Whippy Goldberg. What a shame. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.